and Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Happy, happy Tuesday. Super Tuesday, actually. It's going to be a Super Tuesday. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad you are with me today because there is a lot to talk about. Yes, there is, besides Super Tuesday. And I'm glad you're here for other reasons. So let me just start out by saying it's been an incredible year. Today, March 3rd, is my one-year anniversary for your live and local FM talk show. And not only am I just so appreciative that you wrote in, you called in, the texts, the emails, the support has been overwhelming. And I can't even begin to thank you. The gratitude of being able not to just tell you things, but to have you call in with your opinion and know that you have a voice on this show. Whether we agree or disagree, it's for you and I to talk things out, to maybe come to common ground, to maybe agree to disagree. But you know, you always have a place to do that. And that is right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And like always, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And you can always just hang out with the show on your terms and your time, because you can go to 991fmtalk.com. And you can listen to the podcasts. You can participate in our poll questions. I guess it's not any more than that. Just from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being here for this ride. It's been a wow. And I can't even begin to go through all of the different things that we've talked about, because we have literally talked about everything. I don't know if there's a subject that we haven't touched on. And I love it that way, because you know that, well, you can bring up anything. Sensitive issues, family issues, political, entertainment-wise, it doesn't matter. All right. After all that, let's get to the show. Thank you so much for being here. So, I found this very interesting. And that is, people are finally starting to stand up and say, no more. Either no more or not in my backyard. It's not going to fly this way. And standing up to the left. It's been tough. It's been hard for a lot of people. But you have to do it. That is just the beginning of everything. You have to use your voice. And you may think that your voice is weak as one, that no one's listening. But when you come together with like-minded people, you can change everything. Like-minded people started to come together and then they started forming groups. Like-minded coming together gave us Nevada Patriots. Like-minded people coming together have brought us the Recall Sisolak campaign. That's how far it can go. Today's poll question comes from a story out of Pennsylvania. One of the weird stuff starts in Pennsylvania, but I'm glad this one did. So in Philadelphia, they were going to start supervised injection sites. What does that mean? That means that instead of just giving free needles, free clean needles, the needle exchange programs that you hear about on the streets to junkies, we're actually going to open up a supervised site where junkies can come. They know they won't be arrested. They'll get a clean needle. They'll even have somebody there with them to make sure that they hit that vein, that they don't OD, that they don't use too much. A supervised injection site was set to open until the residents of Philly came together and said, no, it's not going to happen here. And that is your power. That is your power. So today's poll question: should supervised injection sites even be allowed anywhere? Should they be allowed? Do you agree with the left that it's safe for people, it's saving lives, and then hopefully tomorrow, always tomorrow, they'll get into drug treatment. They'll change their life. Okay. Yes or no? What do you think? Yesterday's poll question: do you think that you're not being told the truth about the extent of the coronavirus? 56% of those polling said yes. I think there's more to it. 44% said no. I think it's just a bunch of BS. Honestly, I don't know where I stand on this. I want to tell you just to be prepared. Wash your hands. Take lots of vitamin C. Use your immunity tea. It just seems strange to me that for every time somebody says, you know, hey, look at how many people have died from the flu, it's the media that is overhyping it. Yes, I don't necessarily trust the media, because I do know that they've politicized this against Trump with, of course, the work of the Democrats. Even presidential candidates on the trail saying untruthful things. But still, you have to wonder, why is the government stopping the travel with the travel ban? If it's just a flu, I don't remember seeing stuff like this put together before for the flu. I don't remember seeing a task force being overseen by the vice president and, you know, after already thousands of people have died from SARS-related illness than the Trump than the Obama administration did something, but it seems strange. On the other hand, as well, why is it okay in some cities? San Francisco, just as the example, typhus comes back. We are literally on the verge of the plague coming back, and yet cities aren't doing, well, I won't say anything. Cities aren't doing that much about it to fix the problem. Actually, they just encouraged the problem. They changed their laws to where, yeah, you can crap and urinate in the streets. You can live in that filth. Pitch your tent on the sidewalk, in the street. Now they're concerned about the coronavirus hitting the homeless, the vagrancy population. That it's just going to spread like a wildfire if something gets in there. Okay, what about typhus and the flu? You didn't seem too concerned about that. So I'm just going to keep talking about it. Keep wondering about it. And make sure that you and I are safe. Make sure that you have. If something like what happened in China, if a country is willing to go so far as to lose millions upon millions of dollars in trade, in work, manufacturing, day-to-day life, and shut down entire metropolitan areas. That's, again, what makes me think. I don't remember China shutting down anything for the flu. But if that were to happen, again, the what-if game, if that were to happen in this country, in this state, in this county, could you protect yourself for a minimum of 30 days? Look how long it's gone on in China. China, China, China. Could you do that? And I'm asking you in all sincerity. Everything. Food, water, dog food, medications. Could you survive for 30 days? If you say no, I want to know what you're thinking. Because we could be cut off for 30 days because of anything. We could be cut off because of snow. We've seen it happen when roads can't be plowed. We've seen it happen with earthquakes, with tornadoes like the one that just went through Tennessee. Why would you not put the simple necessities aside? This is a priority. This is not, oh, it's taken away from vacation money, or it's taken away from the new car fund. This is a life necessity. Batteries, flashlights, medication. Do it for you. Do it for your family. Do it for my peace of mind, knowing that you're okay. We'll be back on The Monica Jay Show on the one-year anniversary of The Monica Jay Show today. So we're going to have to give some stuff away. We're going to have to do a little celebrating with presents for you. How about that? All right, we'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show. I'm so glad you're with me on this one-year anniversary of the Monica J Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910 if you'd like to call in with a subject today that you'd like to talk about. Of course, most people talking about Super Tuesday and the coronavirus. But are they really? I think if we just stick it back to home, a few people are, but the majority of people are going about their daily basis. So I'm going to leave you, or I'm going to share a quote with you today. It's from Harry Brown. The government is good at one thing. It knows how to break your legs and then hand you a crutch. And then say, see, if it weren't for the government, you wouldn't be able to walk. That's pretty much true. If you really think about what the government does for us, there's nothing we can't solve for ourselves. And good for the people in Philadelphia who are saying no to the supervised injection sites. That's just incredible. But you look around here in Northern Nevada, I hope, and pray that people are paying attention to the adverse effects of what's happening with the coronavirus. We have a lot of amazing people here in Northern Nevada, and I'm talking about engineers, think tanks, manufacturing, data. So why are we dependent on a communist country for our needs? I think back to just the simplest things. Just the simplest things as, well, I guess maybe it's not so simple. Medication. How big companies came along and put the small pharmacies out of business. And when I talk about pharmacies, I'm talking about the ones that actually had pharmacists who knew how to compound, who knew how to put different ingredients together to come up with what people needed. Because the big pharmacy comes along, says, oh, we can buy this in bulk. We'll give these great prices to all these other big pharmacies who can buy in bulk. And we'll get it cheaper from China. What's wrong with that picture? If we can't take care of ourselves as a country, how are we going to take care of ourselves as just a community? For all the entrepreneurs out there, for the people who know we can do better, for all of the angel investors, why aren't we manufacturing drugs? Why aren't we manufacturing medical supplies? With 3D printing, why aren't we manufacturing widgets and whatnots? From toys to household items. please start paying more attention to that one little line, made in the USA. Maybe we can turn this around. Maybe people will finally stop for a minute and realize that we don't need so much of this just cheap garbage from China, because it's cheap. Let's think capitalism. Let's think productive consumerism. And let's get more and bring more and start more manufacturing, not only in this country, but how? Let's do it here in Nevada. Get rid of these failed solar farms and the failed car manufacturers. What was that? Wasn't that guy from China? Yeah. And take our land and turn it into something useful for the United States. I think we can do it. As long as we do it in the right places and we've got enough water to sustain. There are all kinds of things that we can do besides just wanting growth. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show. And to prove it, we'll have to announce a winner. So, 884-8000, let's do a Trump hat, a 2020 Keep America Great Trump hat, and I'll find something else as a surprise to throw in. How about that? We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for joining me today on this one-year anniversary of the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM Talk. Josh from Sparks, congratulations on your Port of Subs and not MAGA, but CAG hat. Keep America Great, Trump 2020. Josh, don't pick that up until after Thursday. We've got to bring some stuff up from Carson City and have it all together for you. So wait until at least Thursday to pick it up. But thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in too and winning. So in the last segment, we were talking about bringing manufacturing back to this country. President Obama made fun of Trump, criticizing him. What, does he have a magic wand? He's just going to bring back all this manufacturing? Well, I guess he did have a magic wand, because manufacturing has been coming back to this country. Not just vehicle manufacturing either. The coronavirus has shown us that we are far, far too dependent on other countries. This is what we need to be bringing to this country. Not other countries investing in what, green energy, green vehicles. I mean, goodness knows, I don't want our environment to turn into something like China's. But look at how much we waste. Look at the land we waste by building, you know, just as an example, don't get me wrong, at least they have a roof over their head. But a tiny community of sheds for the homeless. why wasn't an investment made on that plot of land to do, say, a three-story apartment building or clinic or something? Why do we house 10 people instead of 30? Or make affordable housing? I mean, I know we don't want to lose our skyline. That's where it comes down to smart growth. But, you know, we can also bring growth out to places like Shores, Austin, Winnemucca. Places that can't rely on just mining, can't rely on just tourism. Have the foresight to see that we need manufacturing back in this country. For the angel investors out there, put your money where your mouth is if you love Northern Nevada. If you want to see Northern Nevada grow, not just Reno Sparks. Let's make it all of Northern Nevada that can benefit. If we need water, so be it. Everybody needs water. We need better systems of filtration. We need better catch systems. You know what one of the problems with Southern California and California in general is when they need water? Is the fact that they don't have enough well-made reservoirs. Why is that? That's because the environmentalists didn't want them doing things like that. They stopped projects. When you stop progress of even catching water from the sky, remember the ridiculous story about the water barrels in Oregon and Washington? That turned out to be true. The state government coming out, the county government saying out, no, that's our water. That's supposed to be going into the ground, not into your water barrel. It's BS like that that turns people against each other and why water is worth fighting for. We need to plan better for Nevada, and we need the people who are going to do that. March 2nd through March 13th, the official filing period. Do you have what it takes to stand up and represent your community? Represent Nevada. And not those bringing bad ideas from how they've destroyed California and other states, but to bring prosperity to Nevada. To bring things to Nevada that not only ideas, but manufacturing that uses little water or uses reclaimed water. Bring your ideas and let's get them started here. And then maybe we can fix our education system. Maybe we can stop with the tax abatements. Maybe we can do something for all Nevadans. Provide a place who people don't want to work or do anything. provide them a commune out in the desert. But it's all of us working together. Very shortly, we are going to leave a future for the people of Nevada that leaves them without the ability to compete worldwide. Not only in math, but just in general education. We have to change that. Why does China own everything? Because they undercut every other country out there. You used to be able to see clothes that were made in Thailand. They were made in India, Sri Lanka, Indonesia. And now all you see is made in China. Let's see made in Nevada. Let's see made in America. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Nick this morning, who wants to talk about the local economy. Hi, Nick. Thanks for calling.
Hey. I think this is really important, what you're talking about, how people buy things from somewhere else. Everybody buys it the cheapest they can get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk to young people now, they get it from Amazon or anywhere not near their home. And I was always taught by my dad to buy locally. It keeps everybody working in the area. They don't start selling crack and have dump trucks in their front yard and stuff like that. They got money. If you don't buy locally, you lose good shops like we had in Gardnerville. There was a terrific plumbing shop on Main Street. You could go there and get advice. They knew what they were talking about. They would walk over the counter and grab what you needed, and on your way you went. Now we get junk from China. I get copper fittings from a place in Carson City, one of the big stores. And when we started up the plumbing, we had all new fittings, all new pipe, everything. The threads were cut so deep into the copper fittings that they started leaking.
Mm.
It's all junk. There's no standard of quality coming from China like there is here. And that's why it costs more.
Well, and that's a good point that you bring up, Nick, is the standard of quality. That cheap junk is you get what you pay for. That's where that comes from. You know, if you want quality, you have to invest a little bit into it. And I think that if we stopped with all the, think of all the things, Nick, that can be helped. You know, the shipping, keep those big shipping containers off of the oceans, all of the oil, everything that is done to keep these things coming back and forth from China, the planes in the skies, think of all of the things that we can help if we buy, and not only buy, but manufacture locally. Nick, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for believing that we can do this. We just have to put our foot down and say, you know what? We do. I'm going to struggle for a little bit, but I'm going to start my own company. I'm going to start making this, or I'm going to start making that. And then when somebody does, support them. You know what? I support the chocolate shop in the Minden Gardnerville area. Why? Because you can walk in there and you can see the quality ingredients that they're using, and you can see them making the stuff. You get a box on a shelf from somewhere. Ugh. It's not the same. Well, that and the fact I'm a chocoholic, so. But, you know, it's local. It's awesome. Let's start watching out for each other and start buying from each other. I'm not a doomsdayer, but could you imagine if Nevada was cut off like places in China? If we were cut off from California, if we were cut off from the rest of the U.S., where are we going to get our car fittings? Where are we going to get, you know, all of this stuff, food? Start thinking about the big picture. And that's self-reliance. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show on the one-year anniversary right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
Your live and local FM talk stations. Yours. And we're celebrating 1 year today by giving lots of goodies away. How about a DVD of Dinesh D'Souza's America? Imagine a world without her. Yeah, a lot of people can because, well, they want what we have. And they've been just needling it away at us, trying to destroy it and take it away. So a DVD and a Trump 2020 hat. Caller number four. We'll do caller number four at 884-8000. Good luck to you. Homeschooling is booming. This was a study that was done back in 2017. Imagine what it is 2.5 years later. Because all we have seen is our education system failing. U.S. schools are leaving students unprepared for the world of the future. As they're talking about, you know, sexualizing kids and I can't even imagine being a kid in today's school system. But when you think out for the future, think about what's happening out in places like Winnemucca and Elko, to things like restaurants. I think McDonald's was that the first one to start it? You don't even see anybody when you go in, or somebody doesn't take your order. You do it on screens. And then they've got people in the back putting everything together. But you know what? That's going to be changing shortly too. Because constantly companies are working on even putting food together. You know, we can put cars through conveyor belts. Why can't we put our food through conveyor belts? Why kids are looking at the university that they've been pushed upon. You've got to get a higher education. You've got to go to college. You've got to do this. You've got to do this. No, you don't. Do something that you love. Go to a trade school. I was talking to a gentleman, it was probably about 10 years ago. And he was a welder. But he got into radio because, well, people weren't hiring welders. Look at how many welders are being hired now. Good welders. What are they doing? They're working on classic cars. They're building things. They're not sitting around thinking of things or bemoaning how much debt they have because of school loans. They're out there doing something. That's what we need more of. People in China, they go into their factories. They check in, check out, go home, and live their life. We need more trade schools. We need more enthusiasm for trade schools. We need more nurses. We need more plumbers. Journeymen. Good electricians. Not just people who know how to hook two wires together. We need quality products and quality repair people. And quality parts that we don't have to sit around and wait for to come from China. Think about where we're going. Actually, right now, we're going into Fox Business News. Right here on the one-year anniversary of the Monica Jay Show, we'll be back with our winner after this on 92.3 and 99.1.